This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abam. Welcome back. Hope everybody had a nice Yom Tov. We are continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're up to Simen Vav, and we're up to Sif Katan Yud Aleph. The Ramah said that at the very least, do not make Netil Sidayim twice. In other words, the Mechaber said some have a custom to wait to make Netil Sidayim until they get to Shul, and they say it with the other brachos. They don't say it when they wash their hands, they put it with the other brachos, but the Bnei Sfard, they make the bracha right away. So the Ramah says, whichever one you're going to do, just don't do it twice. And then the Ramah said that somebody who says on the Tiyas Yadayim in the at home should not say it in the shul. Someone who says in shul should not make it at home. Umi shaloi made koidem shei kanes the beis haknesses. Somebody who learns before they daven or mispalo koidem or davens before yivarchem beisai. You make the bracha in your house. Well, yivarch beis haknesses. You don't do not make the bracha in the shul. But vafilu b'chahay gavna. Even in such a scenario, yesh noigin lasajim imshar brachas beis haknesses. Even in such a situation where somebody is learning first, there are those who have a custom that they still delay washing, making the bracha until sidayim until they get to shul, and they do not make the bracha at home. Meaning, the minhag of many places, of many people, is that they delay making the netil sidayim until they're saying it with the other brachas hashachar. Just gonna mute everyone. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, B'chahai Gavna, Hainu, Masha Noyagim Roiv Hamoin Ha'am, L'Espal HaSlichos Koidem HaBoik B'mei HaSlichos. Most people, they daven Slichos before daybreak, V'Sham Maskirin Kama Psukim, and in Slichos they say many Psukim, V'Achar Kach Mevarchin Ha'am Til Sidayim Berchas HaTorah, and then afterwards they say Netil Sidayim and Berchas HaTorah. Meaning, the Ramah says, even in such a scenario, where somebody's learning at home or davening early. What does it mean, davening early? What does it mean to daven before you daven? How do you daven before you daven? What that's talking about is to say slichos before davening. And you do not make the bracha. So they make the Ramah said, those who daven before davening, in other words, saying slichos, they make the netil sidayim in their house. And the Ramah said, even in such a scenario, some still delay doing it until they get to shul. Now, is that correct? Because there are two issues here. They're making the Netil Sidayim later. They're also making the Berachas HaTorah later. Is that a good idea? Is that a good idea to say Slichos and then to make Berachas HaTorah later? But they're saying Psukim before they say Berachas HaTorah. So regarding Berachas HaTorah, Ule'inyin Berachas HaTorah Yesh Li'ashiv Ksas. Regarding Berachas HaTorah, you could faren for a little bit, you could rationalize it. The Psukim that they're saying, even though they're Psukim from Tanakh, that could be explained because they're not saying it derech lima, they're saying it derech tefila. According to some poskim, they are not chayiv in it. Now the Bir Halacha does say that regarding karbanos, you can't utilize this svara. Well, I'm saying it derech tefila, I'm not saying it Derech Limud, as we learned, the whole mechanism of Karbanos is it's B'derech Torah, called Haloi made Parshas Oila, Kilik of Oila, so you cannot rely on that. Now, the truth is, the conclusion there in Simen Memzayin is that you should not say Psukim, even Derech Tefillah, before Berachas HaTorah. There is what to rely on. There are shittos that say you can. The conclusion is it's best not to. But at least you could explain those who say slichos and then say Berachas HaTorah after. But regarding Tilzem, somebody is saying, making a very big hefsek, they're washing their hands, they're saying slichos, or they're washing their hands, they're learning, and then they're going to make the bracha later. That's very hard to explain. The Hiskimo Achrenim Shalasis came. The consensus of the Achrenim is not to do this. Eliyesh Levarach Bevesoi Miyad Bekumai. Rather, you should make the bracha in your house as soon as you get up. Veshuv Ein levarech al netilas yam berachas hanesa, and do not make the bracha again. Kamash nesbar b'siman zayin sif aleph, or don't make the bracha al netilas yadayim, but rather, so then you say, if I'm not going to make the bracha, then there's a big hefsek between washing and making the bracha. No, after slichos, oisha be'ez kumay lo yivarech al netilas yadayim, ela achar gemara slichos yivdoi gas on the kavav, check if you have to go to the bathroom, o yotol mayim v'yishavshef, or urinate and you'll soil your hands, va'oz yivarech al netilas yadayim, v'asher yotzer v'yispalo, kumay shukasav no'el b'shem achayadam. Right, so this was a question that a number of you raised. You know, you get up, you learn, and then you daven, when should you make Berachas HaTorah? When should you make Netilas Yadayim? Because if you're going to wash your hands when you get up, to delay making the bracha until later, it's too much of a hefsek. To make the bracha totally later, but you need to clean your hands before, so I clean my hands before, so the best etza is always to go to the bathroom again, and this way you could definitely make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do one more day because today was short and I have to stay ahead. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.